Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the St. Louis Cardinals and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Cardinals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Ernie Orsatti. Batting second. The center fielder, Pepper Martin. Batting third. The third baseman, Harvey Hendrick. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ripper Collins. Batting fifth. The right fielder, George Watkins. Batting sixth. The catcher, Jimmy Wilson. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Charlie Gelbert. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Eddie Delker. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Paul Derringer. Pitching for the St. Louis Cardinals, Paul Derringer. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Johnny Moore. Batting second. The second baseman, Billy Herman. Batting third. The third baseman, Woody English. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Rogers Hornsby. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Rig Stevenson. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Charlie Grimm. Batting seventh. The catcher, Gabby Hartnett. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Billy Gerges. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Burley Grimes. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Burley Grimes. And now, play ball. Ernie Orsatti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orsatti hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pepper Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Stevenson. Martin reaches second base with a double. Harvey Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick hits a ball on the ground towards first. Grimm scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hendrick for the out. Martin moves to third. Two outs. Ripper Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Johnny Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore strikes out. One out. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman hits a fly ball into right field. Watkins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Wilson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. George Watkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watkins hits a ball on the ground towards first. Grimm scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Watkins for the out. One out. Jimmy Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a fly ball into right field. Hornsby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Gelbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gelbert hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Grimes fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Rogers Hornsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hornsby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gelbert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rig Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson hits a line drive into center field. Martin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gelbert can't make a play. That's a base hit. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gelbert can't make a play. That's a base hit. Grimm moves to third. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hendrick fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Eddie Delker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delker takes first base on ball 4. Paul Derringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Derringer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Grimes fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Ernie Orsatti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orsatti is 0 for 1 in the game. Orsatti hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Grimes fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Burley Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnny Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0 for 1 in the game. Moore strikes out. 1 out. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 0 for 1 in the game. Herman hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Orsatti. Herman reaches second base with a double. Grimes moves to third. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English is 0 for 1 in the game. English hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gelbert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Rogers Hornsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hornsby is 0 for 1 in the game. Hornsby hits a line drive towards first. Collins reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Pepper Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Martin takes first base on ball 4. Harvey Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 0 for 1 in the game. Hendrick hits a ball on the ground towards first. Grimm throws to second for 1, and Gerges throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Hendrick moves to second. 1 out. Ripper Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0 for 1 in the game. Collins takes first base on ball 4. George Watkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watkins is 0 for 1 in the game. Watkins hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hendrick scores. Collins moves to third. Watkins moves to second. It's 1-0, Cardinals. Jimmy Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 1 in the game. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerges fields it and throws to home to get Collins. Watkins moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. 2 outs. Charlie Gelbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. The throw from Hartnett to English. The throw back to home, and Watkins is out at the plate. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Riggs Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 0 for 1 in the game. Stevenson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Grimm hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Delker fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Stevenson moves to second. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hartnett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hendrick fields it and throws to first for the out. Stevenson moves to third. Grimm moves to second. One out. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 0-for-1 in the game. Gerges hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Stevenson scores. Grimm scores. It's 2-1, Cubs. Burley Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Grimes bunts towards the mound. The ball bounces off Derringer, and towards Gelbert, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Gerges moves to second. Two outs. Johnny Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-2 in the game. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Derringer fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Cardinals 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Charlie Gelbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gelbert is 0-for-1 in the game. Gelbert hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Grimes fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Delker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delker is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Delker hits a ball on the ground towards third. English fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Paul Derringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Derringer is 0-for-1 in the game. Derringer hits a ball on the ground towards third. English fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Cardinals 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Hermann hits a fly ball into center field. Martin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English is 0-for-2 in the game. English hits a fly ball into right field. Watkins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rogers Hornsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hornsby is 0-for-2 in the game. Hornsby hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Wilson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Cardinals 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Ernie Orsatti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orsatti is 0-for-2 in the game. Orsatti hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Grimes, and towards Hermann, who fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Pepper Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Martin hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hartnett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harvey Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 0-for-2 in the game. Hendrick takes first base on ball 4. Ripper Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Collins hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hartnett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Cardinals 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Rig Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Stevenson hits a pop-up towards short. Gelbert settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Grimm strikes out. 2 outs. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hartnett hits a pop-up into center field, out of the reach of Martin. Hartnett reaches second base with a double. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Gerges hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hartnett scores. It's 3-1, Cubs. Burley Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Grimes hits a pop-up towards first. Collins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Cardinals 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. George Watkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watkins is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Watkins bunts towards first. Grimm scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Watkins for the out. One out. Jimmy Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 2 in the game. Wilson hits a line drive into left field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Charlie Gelbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gelbert is 0 for 2 in the game. Gelbert hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wilson moves to third. Jim Bottomley pinch hits for Eddie Delker. Jim Bottomley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bottomley hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Hornsby. Bottomley reaches second base with a double. Wilson scores. Gelbert moves to third. It's 3-2. Cubs. Frankie Frisch pinch hits for Paul Derringer. Frankie Frisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frisch hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerges fields it and throws to home. Hartnett drops the ball. Gelbert scores. Bottomley moves to third. That run is unearned. Score that a fielder's choice. It's Cardinals, 3, Cubs, 3. Ernie Orsatti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orsatti is 0 for 3 in the game. Orsatti hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bottomley scores. Frisch moves to second. It's 4-3, Cardinals. Pepper Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Martin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Frisch scores. Orsatti moves to second. It's 5-3, Cardinals. Jackie May now pitching. Harvey Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Hendrick hits a pop-up towards short. Gerges settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ripper Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Collins hits a line drive into center field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Orsatti scores. Martin moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 6-3, Cardinals. George Watkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watkins is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Watkins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerges scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cardinals 6, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Frankie Frisch now playing second base. Alan Stout now pitching. Johnny Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-3 in the game. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Frisch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Herman takes first base on ball 4. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English is 0-for-3 in the game. English hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Frisch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Herman moves to second. Two outs. Rogers Hornsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hornsby is 0-for-3 in the game. Hornsby hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Collins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cardinals 6, and the Cubs 3. The Cardinals will come to bat. Jimmy Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Gelbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gelbert is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gelbert takes first base on ball 4. Alan Stout is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stout bunts towards the right side of the infield. Herman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Gelbert moves to second. Two outs. Frankie Frisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frisch is 0-for-1 in the game. Frisch hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hartnett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cardinals 6, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Rig Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Stevenson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Grimm hits a fly ball into right field. Watkins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Hartnett hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Stevenson moves to second. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got 3 RBIs. Gerges strikes out. Two outs. Marv Guttet pinch hits for Jackie May. Marv Guttet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guttet hits a ball on the ground towards first. Collins scoops it up and throws to first, with Stout covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cardinals 6, and the Cubs 3. The Cardinals will come to bat. Bud Tinning now pitching. Ernie Orsatti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orsatti is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Orsatti hits a ball on the ground towards first. Grimm scoops it up and throws to first, with Tinning covering, for the out. One out. Pepper Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Martin strikes out. Two outs. Harvey Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Hendrick hits a ball on the ground towards first. Grimm fields it and throws to first, with the pitcher covering. Tinning drops the ball. Ripper Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Collins hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hendrick moves to third. George Watkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watkins is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Watkins hits a ball on the ground towards first. Grimm scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Watkins for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cardinals 6, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Johnny Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-4 in the game. Moore strikes out. One out. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Herman takes first base on ball 4. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English is 0-for-4 in the game. English hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Frisch fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Herman moves to second. Rogers Hornsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hornsby is 0-for-4 in the game. Hornsby takes first base on ball 4. Herman moves to third. English moves to second. Jim Lindsay now pitching. Rig Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Stevenson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Frisch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Herman scores. English moves to third. Hornsby moves to second. Two outs. It's 6-4, Cardinals. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Grimm hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Frisch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Cardinals, 6, and Chicago Cubs, 4. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.